Now to our fourth story. This hour, in an effort to win more UN recognition, the acting Palestinian Authority has signed applications to join 15 agencies in the world body. Mahmoud Abbas signed the requests at his headquarters in the West Bank city of Ramallah during a televised ceremony. After the signing ceremony, Abbas said his decision is due to Israeli officials' refusal to honour their words. The move is expected to halt the so-called peace talks between the PA and Israeli officials. The negotiations resumed late July as Abbas said that he would stop his bid for joining the UN. Tel Aviv also agreed to release over 100 Palestinian prisoners in four groups, but has so far failed to keep the promise. Qumar Salehi is an activist with the Students for Justice in Palestine, joining me from New York on the phone. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Salehi, first of all, how much do you think these membership bids, if successful, would give the Palestinians a significant amount of power?
Well, this particular bid is quite limited in its scope. Out of the 60 UN bodies that only around 15 are actually on the table. These do not include the International Criminal Court or the International Court of Justice, where Palestine, as a state, would theoretically be able to take Israel to the International Criminal Court or the International Court of Justice in order to prosecute Israel for war crimes, including the construction of settlements, the murder of Palestinians, and the slaughter of civilians in Gaza.
And, of course, for how long do you think these membership bids, what do you think will happen to the so-called peace process? How much do you think there would be a beginning of a new era of violence by the Israelis against the Palestinians?
Well, the peace process, as I've discussed before, is ultimately rigged in order to allow precisely the chain of events that we are seeing play out today. Basically, as the longer these talks drag out, the longer Israel has to construct in entire territories, the Palestinian Authority will then basically break off this round of negotiations in protest, and Israel further time to build settlements in order to snap up all of the land on which they can farm, on which from which agricultural production would ultimately be able to sustain a Palestinian state.
All right, Qumar Salehi, activist with Students for Justice in Palestine from New York. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.